Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. Here is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late, everybody. Wake up late.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus praise and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place. Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late now, everybody. I said one, two, three.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. Let's do it. What's up, buddy? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday night here in Danger Studios. I'm joined with Mr. Ciro Dobrik.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And, of course, Ethan Moore.
Hey, good to be with you here, Dougie.
That's right. Welcome, guys, and no missile launches announced here in Florida.
Duck and cover.
Right. You know, I'm just thinking.
I'm kind of thankful for that.
Really?
That we're not under missile launch.
You're thankful we're not under fake missile launch here?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. It was fake. It was not fake. This was
well, it was a real warning.
Right.
But there was no missile. See, turns out the guy was supposed to press the test button.
Oh.
You know, like when you're up at night, like, this is a test of
it's
the emergency broadcast
2018
system.
And there's not two buttons you got to push.
Well, he had to press it twice.
Oh,
he had to press it twice, and the one they had. And the odd thing is,
this is one guy.
Yeah, well, the guy who runs this department in Hawaii, his name is Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah. What if he falls asleep? You
it's
know?
Miyagi.
Yeah, Miyagi,
Okinawa,
really?
And
Miyagi.
Yeah, so he's you know, he's like he said, no, I know him. It was a mistake. We don't know what the fuck he was thinking, but we know it was a mistake.
Missile launch here. Mr. Launch here. Mr. Launch never
Never
here.
In the middle. could you imagine, though? I mean, you got to, like, I'd can you imagine? Out. I mean, first of all, a lot of people, who the fuck feels bad for those people living in Hawaii? You know, I mean, if one of the pleasures of living in Hawaii is that you had to have the shit scared out of you at least once in the beginning of 2018... you know, fucking
like,
Baron Grinnett. You know what
it's
I mean?
A trade-off.
Right? I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like you're living in fucking Detroit, you know, and I have to deal with all this other shit. Or God forsake that shithole Haiti.
Oh, my God.
You know?
I got a buddy who just moved to Hawaii, and he got it. He got the
right?
alert, and he was...
Freaking out?
Freaking out for a minute, but then...
How many people do you think grabbed the person next to him and started fucking him? You know, just like banging the hell out
my
of him.
My buddy probably started fucking his hand.
He started jerking off the middle of the street. I'm surprised there was a bunch of reports of people just
right?
like, you know, pulling down their drawers and just getting the last minute, you know.
This is the end, folks.
Yeah, it's over, so I might as well shoot a load. People grabbing porn out of the 7-Elevens.
Did
is there 7-Elevens in
say
Hawaii?
Nuclear ballistic missile?
They said a missile. I mean, it's not like you're going to be sending a dynamite missile in the air. You know.
We are talking about... North Korea.
Well, that nobody was, you know.
Next door to China and the fireworks factory.
Well, I'm just so glad the federal government works so amazingly well.
Now, some people on conspiracy theory call this a false flag. This is just one of those.
Well, I was in a false flag. Nothing happened.
Well, I mean, you know, just to see the reaction of the populace.
No, people threw flags up. They ran for their fucking lives. There was shit happening everywhere.
I mean, it was, you know, it was pretty. I mean, think about it. I mean, you're sitting there and, like, you get this, this is not a test. And you're like, holy shit, this is it. That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised, you know, more mayhem didn't, but they're in Hawaii. See, people in Hawaii
right.
are fucking, like,
well,
ooga,
they're all chilled
waiting.
Off. They all sound like Don Ho. They're all high on weed, like, mahalo.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's over for us.
There were
you
some
know?
People with some pretty ingenious ideas. Taking manholes out and
right going in there. Yeah, that's
there.
A good thing. Send your 5-year-old down there. So after the nuclear blast, they don't know when to come up.
Well, see,
that's great.
It really
then
puts
then you
clowns
have,
in perspective.
You go down under the manhole, and then you can have 10,000 pounds of concrete and steel on top of you.
Right,
so you can't get out.
Yeah. And meanwhile,
I'd rather be vaporized, to be honest.
That's
turn into a rat.
Think about it. You know,
I mean, you could go down in history as one of those people.
Oh, like in the Like in Sodom and Gomorrah when those people turned to sand or salt.
Exactly.
This is grim.
Immortalized.
Well, you know what, man? Listen, I got a call from a friend of mine that her son committed suicide this weekend.
Oh, my God. In Hawaii?
No. Oh. And it was here in Florida, and I just saw the guy, and he, you know, I know he's dealing with depression, which is, you know, I deal with it. I have, my mother had it, anxiety and depression, so I have it every once in a while. That's why I do so much shit.
Yeah.
You know, if anybody, you know, why do you book stuff and do shows and podcast? Because if I didn't, I'd go, if I have to sit in my room and just look at the ceiling, I'm going to start, my head's going to start, you know, getting me all fucking, and it's the problem nowadays is people, you know, and like she said to me, it's like the young kids today, they have a dismal look on the future. They don't think they're going to get the global warming. They think, you know, it's going to be all this shit. There's no social security. No one's going to have, everybody's going to have to work till they die.
I feel like this is probably like a normal thing that most generations go through.
Well,
does that make sense? Like, in other words, that like probably 30, 40, 100 years ago, people were saying
only in that
the same thing.
Only in as things more progress, thus does the negative side, right? Like, if enjoyment and happiness is increased, like the just by the theory of yin yang, so that must be the aftermath or the after effects. Like with cocaine, like you do cocaine, you feel great. But then you feel like shit for 4 days, right?
I think what it is, it's like when you're 25, you think, oh, my God, the world's so terrible. It could be so much better. And then you get older and you realize, no, actually, it couldn't be any better. It's just like this.
I should have enjoyed it.
Yeah, you just get used to it being bad.
There's no suspense. There's no...
Well, see, kids today have, like, they can get anything they want. They get on a
phone.
Right at the moment.
Right?
You go online, you get a Domino's pizza, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? You get stuff. There's immediate satisfaction.
You can crank call all the pizza companies at the same time these days.
But then you get fucked because they know where you're at.
Well, that's great for pizza. What about spiritual enlightenment?
Yeah.
You get all those, too.
What about feeding the soul?
Yeah, but that's the thing. A lot of kids, they don't believe in God. This is a godless society.
It's alphabetical.
I don't know. Actually,
pizza,
I think,
then S for spiritual enlightenment.
I think there's less atheists in the millennial crowd. I think it's like gone up. It's in the other direction.
More people that go to liberal college become atheists.
Hmm.
You know, every professor I had in college was atheist.
Can't afford college anymore.
Yeah. Oh, let's get it free. That's a good idea too. Let's get college free so that everybody who graduates is in the same gene pool and no one gets work.
You know, look, here's my theory on college. Probably a lot more people go to college than should go to college. And I say this as someone who has taught college. And
there's some people that shouldn't have gone. There's some people that should have went to like the under. Like
learn a trade?
There's a lot of people that are better off like being an arc welder.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have the fucking mental capacity. You know, you don't want to go to college. It's like going to one of those medical schools so you can learn how to file fucking in a medical office. You know, you spend $20,000 to go to Sanford Brown Medical School, you know, just so you can learn how to be an office worker in a doctor's office.
Sanford and Son Medical.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you got a large percentage of people going to school not having a clue.
Right.
They want to be anyway.
We got a lot of people who can barely, put together a sentence who have to pass like English composition one and two.
Yeah.
And they should do like math stuff or maybe they should do welding, you know. And then you got other people who they couldn't, you know, tell you what a molecule is, but they're good writers. Like, I feel like it's like you have to learn all this.
But that's the thing. The TV and this facadal society that we become, everybody wants to be a rapper or a superstar or a comedian or, you know, people get.
Yeah, less comedians, please, everyone.
Enough of this. You know what I mean? Look, there's less comedy clubs. There's some closing down and shit, so we need less. Although I have heard, maybe in the last couple months, some people have quit.
Oh, good.
You know, yeah. And I'm hey, great. That's great. And when people come up to me now, like, hey, my daughter's thinking about being a comic. What advice should I give her? I'm like, tell her to change
Disowner.
Her mind.
Yeah.
Tell her to fucking go to karaoke instead.
Go to church.
Yeah. Go to church. Find God. You know what I mean? It's like enough of this shit. But everybody, you know what I mean? It's true. Everybody wants to have like, I'm not going to be a somebody who works his ass off. I'm going to be special.
Vault.
No, in order to be special, guess what? You got to be special.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason why special, the definition of special is unique. You know, not everybody can be fucking special.
What's the definition of shithole? Because I believe Donald Trump was correct when he said it.
Listen, is it?
Are we going to talk about that?
Well, listen.
Well, in the Oxford English Dictionary, it means a very unpleasant place. Was he wrong?
Well, I like that at least you're saying that he said it. There's some people who are saying Trump didn't say that. I'm like, of course Trump said that. Well, I mean, Trump. No, this sounds like Trump to me.
Well, two things here.
And also,
One, don't be surprised the guy says it. And the fact that anybody's like this fucking, that kook. What's your name? Fucking Waters wants him. Every time he says something.
Impeach him.
Impeach him.
Mr. President.
Page 45.
Mr. President.
Page 45.
Resign, Mr. President. Yeah. Resign. How dare you say the word shithole?
And there's this one clown that's trying to get the 25th Amendment pressed, and I always laugh at that because the Congress, already dismissed the first couple of claims that come out. He got his test. He said he's great. The guy's fine. He's in good fucking shape. You know what I mean?
It's so awesome.
In honor of Martin Luther King Day, by the way, today.
Racist.
Al Sharpton gave him a knock for being fat. Told him he should eat three Big Macs. And that fucking bobble-headed fucking goofy-looking motherfucker, you know, Al Sharpton. He used to be a fat fuck. You remember he used to be a fat fuck?
I always thought Al Sharpton was kind of pudgy, yeah.
He used to be fat. He used to be real fat, and then he lost weight, which he's one of these guys that look worse skinny.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
His head didn't lose any weight.
Right.
You know what I mean? He looks like a human bobblehead.
He's a serious bobblehead.
He is. And, you know, I mean, talk about a guy. I mean, but there are a lot of people now that are drawing back their from that comment, saying that they didn't actually hear him say that, and it almost may come like he was misquoted when he said he has a great relationship with Kim Jong-un. The Washington Post misquoted him because he didn't say that. He said, I'd imagine.
He said, I wish I did.
I could have.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. They got something wrong?
Yeah, and you know what I mean? And it's just ridiculous. So he could have said, look, we're getting people from a lot of different shithole places.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you know what? Anybody, and you're a bunch of fucking hypocrites, because I got friends, clients who are Haitian, great, hardworking people. They're the sweetest people I know. Not to mention now, Haiti has a big, high population of voodoo fucking practitioners, you know, so they all ain't that fucking, great. They smile, but they're the worst fucking drivers in Florida.
Well, you have the right to be voodoo here in America. Religion.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, but you also have the right for me to say, get away from me, you creepy fuck. If you come from a voodoo country, I can say, that's a shithole. You know what I mean?
Dougie, don't talk bad about my medicine man, okay?
Yes,
I'm under the theory that he does things on purpose, and this is going to be the most beautiful thing to ever have someone fumble over. Like, he's going to say, well, tell me that all the places aren't shitholes. They're not shitholes, Mr. President. The rest of the world is a great place to be. Well, then they don't need to come here. And the DACA. Out the door.
Yeah, I think that's, I don't have to, listen again, I don't give a fuck.
I don't,
you know,
I don't mind, my
wife is Asian,
saying.
You know, they have to go through all this fucking rigor mortar to become citizens. So there's no sympathy in this household for people that didn't get it done when they should have. You know, I was watching this documentary, these people that are in medical school, and are like, you know, like, you're so smart to go to fucking medical school, but you're not smart enough to go and get the fucking, your documentation taken. Like, you know, the bottom line is you thought you weren't going to have to do it. The people that didn't become citizens figured, okay, my parents brought me here. That's their issue. I'm here, thank God. Okay, they didn't do it. But once I get to a certain age, like my brother, one of my brothers isn't a citizen of the United States, you know, and he never fucking did anything about it. Never paid me back any money either. So there's a trend. You know what I'm saying?
Dougie's like, deport that guy.
Yeah, fuck him. Because he ain't going to give me his
money
anyway. Poor
my brother, Mr. Trump.
You know what I mean? So, you know, listen, I feel bad for people when shit happens to them, but it's things beyond their control. But when shit happens to you, like my brother's complaining, my rent's going up. I've been telling my brother for fucking 40 years, you got to buy a house.
Hmm.
You can't be a renter. You're never in control of your financial situations when you're a renter. So I don't want to hear you bellyache about how you can't afford the fucking rental increases. Right. You know, if you're not going to do what it takes to fucking take care of your shit and your family, and you're gonna side skirt and make excuses for it, and now something's happening, you want everybody to fucking feel bad for you?
I feel like this is like a personal Almeida family issue.
No, I'm just saying, listen, my family, you know, my parents had to become citizens. They went through it.
Uh-huh.
They did it, you know, this and that, you know, and that's it. You can't, my neighbors, they're Armenian. They were from Canada, and two of their kids weren't citizens. And this happened like a few years ago. I'm sitting here, 2 a.m, all these black ops, you know, fucking the men in black coming, fucking got the guy out of here. And I thought, oh, my God, my neighbor's a fucking ISIS member. You know?
What an awesome neighborhood.
But that's it. And the family, they didn't complain. They didn't write, oh, this is, they didn't go on fucking the news and say, oh, the president, whoever it was. All they said was, look, oh, we didn't take care of it. You know, now, now he's in Canada.
Right.
Well, I think the DACA thing, it's like, whatever. It's not probably not the most important thing facing the country right now. And there's a lot of energy being spent on it. So that's one thing I would say. But that doesn't mean I think that the I feel like bad for anyone who gets caught up in the middle of this because it's a political situation. Well, and both sides are trying to use it for their political
aims. Now,
here's
the thing. Obviously, the Republicans, they want to negotiate something with DACA, but they want to, hey, we got to have a wall. We want to build some sort of, we want to take care of immigration. While we're on the subject of immigration, while we're going to sit there and try to, we're going to discuss taking illegal people that are here back to their countries, while we're talking about that, we should also talk about yin yang, something that keeps these people from coming in. That's that's not an illogical discussion. I've seen on Facebook all week watching Obama talk about it, and how, you know, he's saying the same things that the current administration is saying, and no one gave a shit about it then. But now all of a sudden, because it's a big fucking joke. Every country has to have legal immigration. There is a border wall on the El Salvadorian or Honduran border with Mexico that looks like it's built by Star Wars, and the people are complaining about one being built. The kids in school, I don't give a fuck, you know what I mean? Figure out a way let's see if we can get them some sort of aid where they can get with immigration in a fast track, right? Uh-huh. But these scumbags that are in these fucking sanctuary cities,
right,
get them the fuck out of here. I can't believe that any liberal would sit there with a smirk face in there when that girl got shot by that fucking scumbag in fucking California that went and ended up going free. Anybody that still talks about it, a fucking innocent girl's dead because of the lax rules of sanctioned cities and the shit that these fucking cities are doing to try to boost their own little network of voters.
Well, I say open up all the borders, Dougie.
Yeah, we know what
let them
saying.
All in.
We know what
let
you're
everyone
saying.
In. I don't care. I just really don't care. I think maybe we should have borders around Florida.
Yeah, let's fucking fuck with the United States.
You know what I mean? Let's deal with it state by state. Why is this a big federal issue?
Yeah, I don't want these Canadians coming here. You know, between the Haitian drivers and the Canadian drivers, it's worst.
It's not really the Mexicans that are so bad. It's the Oaxacans, the really deep Mexicans.
Yeah,
the ones right there in the middle.
Yeah,
really.
Is that
really a real place, Oaxaca?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll take his word for it.
They have good tequila there.
Yeah, they must have something.
I've only met really...
Don't
really,
eat the worm.
I've only met really cool Oaxacans, so I don't really know.
Oaxacans. I think you were drinking mescaline or something when this happened. You know what I mean?
Believe in eagles.
So, at any rate. So, listen, let's see what happens. The interesting thing was, when it comes to this political thing, is that you will see, if they can't figure it out and people end up getting sent back, now it's going to be a blame game. And I would hate to tell you, but this is one that the left is going to have to stomach if it doesn't work.
I don't like how these people are getting used by the left and the right. That's what I don't like. It's like, hey, it's a political issue. These are sympathetic victims. We can, you know, we can use them. And if the Trump deports these people, then we'll get to show how Trump is evil. You know, it's on both sides.
Let's face it. If these people all get deported, the left is going to lose a lot of votes.
Oh, come on.
That's one of the things that are being looked at.
That's what silly.
I don't think that's an. Listen. If anything, Republicans want this done because they want legislation. The DACA rule was a temporary thing that was put out by, wasn't it Obama who put it in there? Presidents aren't supposed to be writing laws. That's the breakup of the three branch system.
Well,
they're not supposed to. So that it's supposed to, it wasn't supposed to be there forever anyway. So the fact that it has to be either rethought or written in or dismissed, that's got to happen.
Presidents aren't supposed to fight wars either. I know. I agree. We should be limiting the power of Trump or Obama or any executive.
Now, the one thing the lady from Hawaii, the governor, said, she's mad, and she basically called out our government for going after and eliminating these political leaders. And that she basically said she basically defended Kim Jong-un for why he's doing what he's doing. She basically said that he is developing a nuclear arsenal because he saw what happened in Iraq.
That's probably true.
He saw what happened in Libya. You know, the Libyans said, we're not going to fuck around with terrorism anymore, and Gaddafi. And that happened back in the day when Reagan, you know, sent a nice missile to his backyard and blew up this son-in-law or something. And then, you know, because he was talking shit. And then, you know, and then even Clinton, you know, sent a missile over there and tried to scare. And then he finally says, okay, I'm done. I'm not going to fuck with terrorists. And then his people killed him. Dragged him through the fucking streets like a puppet.
Yeah.
These countries, you know, listen, I'm all for it.
And it was a great place. I mean, if you see all the streets and everybody running around with this guy, it was...
Yeah, it was pretty. I mean, listen, Libya...
Why not get a tan?
I don't think I'm at that point. I am of this country. I don't think we should fucking bother with what happens in the Middle East. Israel is our ally.
Closer to the Middle West.
I feel like
Israel should have to stand and fall on their own 2 feet, you know?
Well, that's the thing. I mean... You know, I mean, I'm at that point. Look, let them stand up for their own. If they, you know, they're the ones making decisions over there without us, so they should have to deal with those. You know, and listen, I've said this. The reason why the Russians and the United States have this kind of like we're friends, we're not friends, but we are friends, but we don't. And is that is the only way that you're going to get peace in the Middle East is if the United States and Russia are a little more, friendlier. That's the only way you're going to have a balance of power in this world. So the people that are going, why is he fucking, what, Russia? Well, who do you want us to hang out with? Fucking Nigeria? Right. Haiti? You want us to fucking chum up with France?
I love the whole one sentence. Putin's the most evil man in the world. Why isn't he talking shit about him in public? He's the most evil man in the world. Would you just start talking shit about him in public?
You know what's funny about that? Here's the thing that the American public should understand. Whatever is said doesn't matter. If anything, as a human being on this earth at this moment, if you actually think the words that come out of people's mouths, whether they're politicians, salespeople, fucking lawyers, or the goddamn weatherman, if you base your day on those words and you don't actually take the time to really, you know, protect yourself with your own thought process, then you are fucking lemming. Go walk off the edge of the flat earth and throw yourself into the sun. Do us all a big fucking favor.
Damn right.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Think for yourself. Is what you're saying.
Yeah. I've gotten through life understanding that people have fucking bullshitted me. You know, not everything I read or saw was even things I saw I had a question. You know what I mean? You can't, you know, and everybody on Facebook, oh my, you're wrong. You feel this way. So I posted something on Facebook. Somebody posted this thing about this woman who says that you can't be racist if you're black.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Right. And you know, I said, this is horseshit. And then, somebody says, oh, you got some really weird friends there or something like that. I'm like, motherfucker, is that what you're going to do? You're going to attack me from a post? You know what I mean? I want to start putting together militias and hit squads of people that are going to have fucking spare in their time. And I want to create a company that goes after fucked up people on Facebook that are cyber bullies. I want to put a militia together that's going to go after the cyber bullies and extinguish these motherfuckers.
You want real bullies to attack the cyber bullies?
Yeah, no, not bullies. See, bullies are morons. They're just people that are trying to.
You want hit squads.
I want professionals. I don't hire death squads. I don't hire bullies. Okay, Ethan. I hire professionals. I'm not going to get some schmuck to go out there. You know what I mean? That's what we need.
Some drones? Drone strikes.
Hmm.
Dougie's drones.
I'm not that technically advanced. I'm not good with machines. I'm good with people.
Is there a new place where we turn in our term papers from Facebook? Where it really matters in the rest of the world? You know what I'm saying?
You know, if you think, I unfollowed five people. A blast from the past comedian. He's not a comedian, but he tried to be. CJ Staples. Remember that black kid?
I know CJ.
Yeah. Well,
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, because he's nothing.
Racist.
Yeah, he is racist. And he jumped on something, and then somebody posted about the shitholes, and I guess he's from Nigeria or something. And then he suggested I should read a book.
Yeah, that's here's a guy, big one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I should read a book. It gets a complete ignorant statement, and then he has the audacity to bust on my name. He goes, if somebody your age still calling yourself Dougie, oh, that's a good one. Coming from a guy, if you go to his Twitter page, he's sitting there with his arms folded like this, trying to look tough, using the old, I'm going to push my knuckles up against my bicep to make my arms look bigger. You fucking poser.
Well, Doug, you're glad to see you didn't spend any mental energy.
My comments usually go, whatever I think, and then, oh, and I'm bald. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You got nothing now.
People attacking it. Yeah, like, listen. Yeah, good. You got 180 followers on Twitter there, CJ. Why don't you worry about your puffing out those arms a little bit bigger? At any rate.
Have you seen Izzy Sims? He is puffing out his arms.
Is
Holy
he?
Shit.
Yeah, I know.
There's some big Instagram post where he's working out.
The big thing that's happening, the big thing that's also happening in our country, which just gets to show what, you know, again, the millennials are so smart.
Our shithole country.
Yeah, our shit, yeah.
You know? I'm talking about South Florida.
Here's the thing. Okay. If you live, most people that live in shitholes are honest enough to admit they live in a shithole.
I think that that's the whole thing. It's like, look, Trump said it. First of all, I think for sure Trump said that because it just sounds like Trump. And who cares? What's wrong with saying that?
And
I mean, I understand that you don't want to say that the people coming from those places are shitty people. Because
well, he
that's
didn't call them shitheads.
That's a bad thing if you said, like, okay, dude, those are shit people or something. And the,
he has gone on record and saying, why don't we bring in more people from other countries that...
Like Norway.
As an example. No one's going to leave Norway because you make money when you're a citizen of Norway just because it's own wealth.
High taxes, high wealth.
Why didn't anybody
look through
the other window?
No, there's a surplus. That country's so oil rich and it's rich, the people that live there are going to retire with... lifelong and indefinite pensions.
Goddamn Vikings.
But, you know, the point, you know, everybody wants to make a thing black. Why don't people come here that are going to build this, like help build?
Well, I think a lot of people do come to this country to build it.
Nah, I don't think so.
We don't need it.
We're fucking Haiti. We don't need
any
more cab drivers.
If you come from a shithole and you get here, aren't you going to work hard and be excited to be here in America?
Cuban refugees, except for the early flotilla where all the prisoners were released, for the most part, Cuban people are very entrepreneurial. Look at Miami.
Bad example.
Well,
maybe let's find another.
Maybe that's another shithole. I don't think of Hialeah or something. But you know, but listen, and you know, if I have any negativity about that, is that you know, again, refugees and immigrants build this country.
They absolutely have,
but
and they absolutely continue.
But we're
to do
talking
so.
About something like we have an immigration situation now. We have to limit. It both sides are agreeing we have to come up with a limit. No more chain this, that there's national security
issues.
Oh,
by the way, stop being racist. No more chain migration. That is obviously
a real bad choice of words.
Slave trade. Yeah.
The smartest monkey in the jungle probably thought of that.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe that's a vernacular.
So,
I don't know what kind of immigration we should be having. I think people that have like skills and education would be a good to let them in. And then also some people that are just willing to work really hard.
So one of Trump's things, he says, look, when people come here, they should be vetted. And they also should have basic tests to see if, you know, they have something of basic skills,
yeah,
you know, and assimilation, whatever. It's not like they have to be able to fucking read the periodic table, you know, they want people that are, you know, that are coming here, you know, to add value. And that's what a businessman thinks. I don't hire people, you know, to
read the periodic. Read it. I mean, understand it is a different
thing.
Well,
you got to be able to read it. You know.
Read it.
You know,
we need those people that can
You know what
read
OMH
it.
Is?
OMH?
Yeah.
No.
All right, see, I don't. I just made it up, but I could. It could have been something you fucked anyway.
Well, there was three letters, so I was like, yeah. No.
It was OMH. I think it's OM, I'm fucking horny.
But first of all, before we even move on, Norway.
Right.
Is home to the fjord. There is no fjords anywhere on Earth. You are not leaving
Norway.
Of fjords
I don't know.
To
you,
come here.
You might want
to
be here in the winter.
We get a lot of people from India. That's a shithole. But those people come here and they're doctors and, you know,
sure.
You know, people come from Asia, you know, and,
look.
And you know, we need laundromats. See, I'm just...
Dougie's... We need laundromats. Asians, come over.
But then, you know, Asians, very smart engineers. We need engineers in this country. So, you know, I mean, that's that's the realism of it. The outside, the guest,
that
everybody else critiquing everybody else's statements on it. That's the bullshit and nonsense. And this is what I'm going to get to on the bullshit and nonsense. Here's something that's going on in this country. People are taking these Tide Pod Challenge.
What's that?
They, you know, these colorful Tide Pods. You put them in your thing. They look like candy, and you put them in your mouth.
What?
These are what young kids are doing today.
You know those little.
I know the Tide Pod.
Yeah, that's the Tide Pod Challenge.
You put that in your mouth.
Yeah, they chew it. You bite it in your mouth.
And then what?
Well, if
then
you swallow
you
it, you die. But
you don't
some
die.
But well, see, some
you
of
die?
These fucking idiots.
I don't think you live very much longer.
You blow bubbles,
you die, but isn't it soap?
You blow bubbles for a while as you fart and shit, but other than that, then you die.
You die from the soap?
You die. It's toxic. Babies die. I mean, unless you get your stomach pumped.
Oh,
it's
now just, I want to do it. I bet I wouldn't die. I'm not a pussy.
Yeah. It's made out of like the same stuff as that stuff in your shoe where they say, do not eat this little packet of whatever.
Silica?
Your shoe. Silica.
Huh.
It's the same stuff. Don't.
Yeah. But I guess
you don't
the idea is.
Dougie, where's your laundry room?
Yeah. No, we don't carry that kind of stuff.
And listen, you know, these little things from Thailand, I think we should stop bringing over here. Okay.
What's that? Tide?
Tideland?
Yeah.
You can't.
All right.
It was a bad joke that I couldn't even set up, so there you go.
Thanks for trying.
You're welcome.
I think the thing about the shithole thing, I'm like, yeah, of course Trump said that. So what? So what?
That's the thing.
What does it prove? Trump is racist? We already knew that. So what?
He's not racist. So what? That's the funniest thing. The
of
guy's
course
not
Trump
racist.
Is racist, but listen, like, why is that such a big deal?
No, it's not. Just as a, you know, you, as a businessman, listen, I'm gonna share a stat with you. I worked in a repossession job when I was in college. We used to repossess cars.
Okay.
And whatever it was that, I'm going to tell you, the majority of cars I repossess were from black individuals. Okay?
All right.
Couldn't tell you why. That's just something that I had. And then in the finance department, you know, they notoriously had the worst credit. Comedians joke about it. They have the worst credit. So why would a landlord who wants to make sure his building, he gets to collect rent and have revenue as a business owner? If I'm a business owner, I want revenue. I want money to come in. I don't want distractions or I don't want any impediments to my cash flow, right? So when somebody says, oh, we have to be a little more scrutinizing when, let's say, a black family comes in here, it is a racial thing because you're isolating them, but you're isolating them on basic stats that show that you have to because a majority of these folks come in and don't pay the bills. Now, listen, I know I'm skirting. I'm just taking a lot of simplicity and a lot of things that are out there. But, you know, is it racist to think that? You know, is there a reason why black Americans pay higher interest rates on their credit than the average white person does? Is that the white person's fault? Is that the black person's fault? Is that something that should be illegal? I mean, this is what I'm saying.
I think what Dougie's saying here is that the facts are racist. Okay.
It is what it is. Like, you know, I mean,
I think it has a lot to do with class. I think there's a lot of factors. I think
there's a lot involved. There's been, you know, there's people that don't the work, and there's a lot of reasons for that, and there's a lot of reasons for everything. But the one reason isn't just racism. It isn't one's, you know, what there's a lot of reasons for things the way they are. And until people fess up, understand that people are going to say fucking certain things because we live in a real world.
Right.
And in a real world, you're going to say things. You may not mean anything bad about it. You're just maybe making a comment on it because that's what you experience.
Here's what I would ask. Is there a 70-year-old man of any race who is not racist? I mean, come on.
Okinawans.
Trump is at least as racist as the average 70-year-old guy, probably more racist.
See, when
Let's just be honest about that.
When I think of racist, though, I think of people that automatically judge a person's complete character based on that. And that's where I don't buy. Like, I can make a comment like that.
Because of Omarosa?
Yeah, no, she has nothing to do with it. I think she's a fucking loon. I have a simple philosophy. Everybody earns my trust. Everybody has my trust until they earn my distrust. I don't care where you're from, what you look like. You know, that's it. Even if you refer to me by an asshole, like, oh, this fucking asshole, he wants me to meet his friend. You know, when he was a comic, whatever. Just because your friend is an asshole, I'm not going to assume you're an asshole, even though I could. Because usually people hang out together are assholes or assholes.
Well, I gave you like three more sentences, and I'm like, you're an asshole too.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I hold people to their highest standard, right? And I think for the most part, a lot of people do. But you know what? Racism is when you judge somebody completely just because of that. You're going to think, oh, this person's this, they're this, they're that. That's racist. Then you're a fucking idiot. You're not giving a chance to really understand the person. You're getting all this other bullshit in the way because of that.
Right.
You know what I mean? A shithole isn't a racist comment. It's the truth. These are shitholes. You know, why should this country bring in all these fucking people from these shitholes so that we can just add more to our welfare state? Whether the argument's good, it should be. It's a valid argument. And the fact that people turn it into something else just shows that you're a bunch of fucking unhappy, belly-aching fucking liberals that just can't get over a fucking loss.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
And you wear interesting headgear.
Yeah.
Hey, Norway could be a shithole for all I know, okay?
Listen, you may go there and think it is a shithole. You know, all those beautiful blonde
America,
chicks.
Britain left. England left, chocolate. Right? They wanted to leave. They're like, fuck this. Fuck this shitty
fucking
Europe.
Cold as fuck.
Yeah.
It's a cold shithole. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Ciro Dobrik.
Hey, everybody.
Ethan Moore.
Hey.
And we'll be back with Straight from the Headlines.
Nice.
Right after this.
Hey, this is Pete Lee, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, because it's late, and I just woke up.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them.
Yeah.
That's right. Hey, first of all, before we talk about things I'm making fun of, kudos to the luckiest fucker in the world. The guy who won the $451 million jackpot, 20-year-old Florida kid.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. 20-year-old wins. I think he's netting, what, 280 mil after taxes?
What happened?
Will this kid be dead? I mean, can we suggest this kid will probably be dead within 24 months?
What part of Florida is he from?
I think the West Coast.
Hmm. Yeah, what do you do?
I don't know.
Just a fucking kid from the West Coast of Florida, and then you're...
It's not fair. I'm telling you.
Don't take the lump sum, kid.
Yeah.
You got a long life.
Yeah, that's a good...
Yeah.
That's probably some good advice. Right? You may want to... Don't take the lump. You may want to get that over like a 20-year period at least.
And trust your friends and family, I guess?
No,
I don't know.
No.
Or no, don't.
No. Disown your entire family.
Disown everyone. Okay.
You know what you do? Actually, what you probably should do if you win the lottery, you should probably set up like a trust.
Uh-huh.
For everybody.
Right?
Really
just call it your
about.
Family trust and go, look, I'm dropping about a million there.
Right.
And then, you know, you guys will show up every year and petition, you know, why you deserve any money from it. You know? And, you know, like, what have you done?
Well, Brewster's millions you for a couple.
You know,
years.
That's funny. Yeah, what have you done for me?
What have you done? Not just for me,
a speech
but
at Thanksgiving
for,
every year
for the family. You know, like,
oh,
yeah, maybe you could have helped mom. Maybe you could have helped mom with the groceries. You know, maybe you could have, you know, took my dog for a fucking walk. You know, went out in my backyard and picked up my shit for a while.
Improve
you know?
Our family crest, Mr. Artistic.
Be like, you can't buy groceries? It's $250,000.
Yeah.
Get a dog walker.
You know, buy me some, you know, well, geez, I'm just saying, you know, like help out. You know,
I can give my time. That's all I have. You're
have
the man
to,
with the quarter
it,
million.
It doesn't have to be with me. I mean, you could just say, hey, you know, I wouldn't mind like a couple hundred grand this year because, you know, I donate a lot of my time to the Boys Clubs of America. Well, that's honorable, you know, because that's something I've done. So, you know, if somebody tried to do something, I'd respect that, you know.
Also, I'm sorry about crashing four of your ATVs.
Yeah.
That's what you buy. By the way, if you're a kid from the West Coast of Florida and you're $250,000, what do you buy? You buy ATVs. That's probably what you, something like that, right?
Yeah.
Some redneck shit.
You got to be a...
Two of everything.
You buy a bass boat. Yeah. I bought a bass boat. That means I got about another $285,455,000 left.
Put a new roof on the church.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, what do you
get the church a new bell?
A new meth lab.
Yeah. Yeah, let's fire Father Murphy because he touches the kids a little too much. Let's get an Italian priest straight from the Vatican. Just do something. At any rate, I thought that was interesting. Good luck to the kid. It's better than when these 88-year-old people win it.
Oh, yeah.
And then it all goes to estate taxes. I don't know if you guys watched Saturday Night Live this weekend.
I missed it.
But
I heard Bill Murray was on it.
He did a guest spot on it. And,
Steve Bannon.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And but Sam Rockwell, who was the host.
Uh-huh.
Those of you who don't know that great movie with the Tim Allen, and they did the Star Trek spoof. Galaxy or something.
Galaxy Quest. I didn't see it, but I know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He was on there. He was like the last guy, like the lieutenant that usually gets killed. But he actually dropped the F-bomb on Saturday Night Live.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's like nothing these days, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, while everybody, you know, he basically, in the skit, it was funny because he was like, he's dealing with these millennial kids that he couldn't, he was trying to teach them something. He's like, how could you be so fucking, you know, everybody was like, oh, you know, oh. And the kids are like, wow, they're the pretty good acting skills.
So that's Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny is actually Charles Rocket got fired in the 80s, I guess, from SNL for saying the F word on the air.
Really?
Charles Rocket. And then his career was over.
So Lorne Michaels was probably sitting there going, oh, you know, that guy will never be on here again.
He was doing Ed Sullivan. You're done. You'll never work Sullivan again, kid.
Now, here's a story that, you know, it's kind of interesting because can we chalk this one up to you can't have your cake and eat it too? You think about that? All right, now we talk about legalizing weed, right?
Let's do it.
OK, Okay. Right? But cake. Now, can you imagine if you're in a state that you can get legalized weed, that you're going to have to sacrifice your guns?
What?
Yeah, Hawaii.
My guns are guns. Your firearm-owning pot fans face a choice. This Wednesday on June 10th, Phil Gruber poses with a photograph with his Pennsylvania, with his medical marijuana card from Pennsylvania. As a gun-loving Pennsylvania becomes the latest state to operate a medical marijuana program, with the first dispensaries coming up. But the federal government says grass and guns don't mix. Which, I don't know. I mean,
I could see that point being valid.
All right, so you're basically saying people that are allowed to do drugs that was normally called illegal, now they can't have it. Like,
No. I'm just saying don't play with your guns while you're high.
Well, this is saying that you literally can't have both.
They don't want to give you the choice.
Right. I support the right of any American, no matter how intoxicated, to own a gun.
To own a gun?
Yeah.
Well, if you're an American, that supersedes whoever your mental state is.
Well,
at the
it's
time.
Interesting enough that this story, the first state to actually maybe one of the first two states was Hawaii.
Right.
They took away the guns from all the potheads and then scared the shit out of them with a missile thing. So
that's the false flag.
It was pretty good timing.
Yeah, how are they going to shoot those missiles out of the sky?
Yeah, no guns.
They're high as fuck. All that poi. As gun-loving Pennsylvania becomes the latest state to operate a medical marijuana program, the first dispensary is on track to begin next month. Authorities are warning patients that federal law bars marijuana users for having guns or ammunition.
Wow.
Now, how are you going to police that? You know what I mean?
Federal law.
Yeah.
It should be
fuck
one
that.
Or the other.
Who cares about federal law? How about state law?
Now, listen, I don't really smoke, especially I've been sick, so I would rather have my gun than, I would never smoke again if I had to make the choice. But how many people are actually going to go, okay, yeah, I'll choose my gun, thanks. I'll just keep my windows shut.
Now, I don't do drugs anymore. I'm clean and sober, and I also have never owned a gun, and I'm not interested in having a gun. I'm a pacifist, but I think that people should have the right to have both.
Let me ask you a question. If you were in the car and a bunch of people were coming at you and had guns, would you wish you had a gun at that point?
I think I would say that whatever they want from me is probably not worth like me harming them.
No, forget about let's say they kill you. Let's say they want your wallet and they give me a wallet and they put a bullet in your head, or they shoot the person next to you, and then you said, "Boy, maybe I should. Maybe if I had a gun."
Well, I guess it was just my time then.
Right, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think about that all the time.
Philosophical.
Like, there's days I don't carry my when I had to take my wife. She went on a cruise.
Right.
When you go to the port, you can't bring your gun to the port. You can't go through the security gate. They'll ask you to have a gun in the car. You can't bring it. So, I didn't bring it with me. I usually have it in my car. And there's part of me that was like, watch this be the fucking day that somebody at a stoplight, comes and fucking carjacks me and puts a bullet in my head.
I think I'm way more likely to die, being sideswiped on 95 or something.
Yeah, probably by a Haitian.
Well, the conspiracy stoner in me.
Someone texting while driving, probably.
Was when the legalization of weed was coming through with all these licenses and things, I heard about a database that was so unheard of. What would they put your name in a database for if you have a pot card? Well, one, to take your guns away.
Right.
What's the next right they're going to strip of you because they think you're not
your healthcare
capacitable
or your driving ability?
Your driving.
You know, speaking of databases, another thing that just happened.
Al Qaeda. Yeah.
Did you see that the House just passed FISA so that the government can continue to spy on us?
Yeah. Which I don't have a problem with.
I have a huge problem with that.
They did it right after he said shithole, apparently.
I'm interested to hear what's your take on that. Are you in favor of the government having being able to listen to us? Okay. But so we're on the same side on this issue. Dougie's on the other side. That's interesting.
This is actually when they started it, this last 20 years.
No, they've been doing it for all this time, but they just reauthorized it, and it's bipartisan. Isn't that interesting? Nothing's bipartisan in America today, except getting together to spy on the American people.
You remember how they caught the mob, that pizza restaurant?
Yeah.
they wiretapped.
When this came out with Snowden and all this, they talk about
hero, how... Hero, by the way. Edward Snowden, American hero. There's going to be a statue of him in Washington, D.C. someday.
So is Manning. Please vote that piece of crap in the Senate. I will lose
my
mind.
We're
going
to get to that today, by the way, too. When it comes down to it, it's a slippery slope. But at the same time, and the question is, who's the power? It's like in Star Wars when the clones, know, when they make the clones, they're fighting for the Bosley the Good. They're fighting all the robots and shit. But then eventually Darth Vader takes over the clones. And, the, you know, so that's almost the same principle. Like in other words, is it good, you know, that these people are like, they're not going to listen to me. Yeah, listen, you think I give a shit if anybody listens to me? I have a fucking podcast. Well, you think I fucking care? And any comedian out there is like, oh, fuck, I don't want the government listening to you. No, but you go on stage and tell you a bunch of fucking dick jokes. Everybody's on Facebook posting shit. Who the fuck cares? You know what I mean? That's the thing. Nobody cares. There's no privacy anymore. Okay.
Well, I don't have anything to hide, but I don't want the government listening to
you. Would really get
all of us.
You would get really riffed if all of a sudden you found out the government was listening to your phone conversation.
Those who would trade their liberty for security deserve neither.
All right. That's it. Is a great quote, but it's you know. Unfortunately,
it's all about the Benjamins,
Benjamin Franklin. Thank you. I'd like to see us getting freedoms back instead of losing them over and over again.
Well, then you know what that's going to take. It's going to take the
humans.
It's going to take human beings. It's going to take human beings for making a moral decision.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, because too many people in the world, it's easier for them to make a bad decision, you know, or do something evil, than it is for them to do something positive.
I agree.
And that is why that we are losing it. We're not losing it because the government are bad people. We're losing it because people have lost the rights. People have become so inconsistent and so unpredictable that's what's happening. And every time that somebody then points at the government for that, I laugh because I'm like, it's not, everything is reactionary. It's not you could believe the conspiracy theory, like, oh, they're just trying to do this. No, things are happening, so things are then going into play. I'm not, there's this Orwellian theory that we're all going to try to be put in this position. I do believe that we have too many people on this fucking earth and that eventually we got to thin the herd one way or the other. So if it's by eating Tide fucking detergent things,
pods.
Swallow them motherfuckers already. Here's something. You talk about losing in Sri Lanka.
Okay.
Right. You know, you've been there.
I've been there three or four times. I love Sri Lanka.
Right. You know that in Sri Lanka, they just restored a ban for women buying alcohol.
Okay. That sounds.
Women couldn't buy alcohol. And then the government says, it's fine. Let the girls drink.
Well, they had a war on for many years. And then the war ended and things kind of changed. And I don't know what's going on over there right now.
Sri Lanka's president on Sunday reimposed a 4-decade-long ban on women buying liquor. Just days after his finance minister had lifted the restriction.
Does that have to do with the Me Too thing?
I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Well, the neighboring country, Alexa Lanka, has let them drink.
Nobody would fuck those ugly men, so we had to let them drink again. Marithpala Sirisenza said he had ordered finance minister Mangala Samawira to revoke his decision last week to overturn the 1979 law prohibiting the sale of any type of alcohol to women.
Hmm.
So
you can't send your woman down to the corner store to pick up your beer.
It's for my husband.
I think that's why this transgender movement is happening, because they weren't allowed to buy beer as women. So they're like,
yeah,
F it, I'm a man.
Now, aren't they allowed to buy pot?
Yeah.
Transgender identifying.
What about betel nuts?
As an alcoholic man.
Exactly. Now, here's a guy, you know, talk about thinning out the herd, but this guy was impaled through groin, idiot impaled through groin sparks, bloody brawl between friends. Now, this
before
is actually, I thought there was another story.
Or after.
They're at a party. They're at a party in New York.
Sounds somewhere. Like a great party, by the way.
Yeah, everybody's hanging out.
It's an impaling party.
Somebody was getting a little loud. And a man partying in Harlem early on Monday plunged from a second floor window.
Good God.
And was impaled through his groin.
Oh, my God.
On a wrought iron fence.
Yeah.
Why couldn't it just be a regular iron? It had to be wrought iron.
It was wrought.
Yeah. Sparking a bloody fight between his friends, authorities said. Alicio Alvarado Gonzalez, 27, had been drinking beer in an apartment on West 135th Street near Riverside Drive when four other men. When he jumped or he was pushed 12 feet and was skewered on an 8-foot-tall fence at around 7 a.m., sources said.
Damn, that is awful.
We're all drinking. We're all talking here, just hanging out, said Celso Guzman Rios, 31, who lives in the apartment, which was splattered with blood and dotted with Corona bottles when the Post spoke to him on Monday. The men had complained that Alvarado Gonzalez was making too much noise. We all had somebody at our party doing that. And asked him to leave. So he jumped from the window. You want me to fucking leave? I'll leave. I'll just fucking jump, man.
That is awful, man. That is a medieval way of torturing someone to death and impaling them.
Isn't that the way Vladimir...
Yeah, Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad the Impaler. Yeah. That's what they call him, Dracula. He would throw people on his fence.
How else are you going to send a message?
See, now, Dougie, when you were talking about if I was in a car and all those guys had guns and they shot me, I would wish I had a gun. No, I'm okay with it. But if they were going to impale me, then I'd wish I had a gun.
Yeah, knowing that you're
or a stick, at least, to impale back with.
Yeah, that or a fucking really strong cup to wear on the way
Christ,
down.
Yeah. Yeah, steel.
Titanium.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to fucking jump. I mean, I witnessed in middle school.
They wrote that wrong. It should have been splattered with Corona bottles and dotted with blood.
You know, when I was in middle school, I watched this kid try to climb the fence. That was the tall, not just a regular 5-foot little metal, you know, the metal wire fence. It was a taller fence. Mm-hmm. And because they were going to leave, they're going to skip, right, school. And this fucking guy, one guy jumps over it, you know, he gets overwhelmed. This other guy, I said, dude, what are you doing? You know, you tell you didn't know how to climb a fence. And I wasn't going to skip, so I wasn't going to, and I was sure as I wasn't going to climb the fence to skip. And this guy, as he went over, he got caught, and the thing got caught in his jaw, right in his throat. And was,
fish hooked.
Yeah, and he was hanging there, and we're like, oh, shit. Yeah, and I just started running to go, to, you know, fucking tell somebody that somebody, one of our students was hanging from the fence.
Oh, my God.
And blood was spewing out and everything. I still remember it to this day.
Good God.
Yeah, well,
I've never seen anything like that.
Carnage.
The falling off the monkey bars on their head. I've seen that one.
Yeah. Ooh, people landing on the old concrete floor.
Yeah.
Hmm.
God, right through his face.
Now, here's one of these guys that, you know, needs to go, okay? Constipated man shoves live eel up his ass to eat away the blockage.
Wow.
They will try anything these days.
Who doesn't go to WebMD anymore? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you know, here's a guy that should have went to WebMD. It's like, oh, God, I'm fucking constipated.
So he got electrocuted?
He went to like, medieval WebMD. It's like, apply leeches or eels.
Last week I poked a hole in my skull because I had a headache. As we've learned, as we've gotten older, fiber is essential to our diets, especially this line of food heavy work. It seems a man in Guangzhou, China, needed just a bit more fiber in his lifestyle.
Ooh.
He had a pretty bad case of constipation. Oh, I got to take a shit. His solution to this shitty problem, the dude thought it was the best for him to treatment to shove a live 20-inch eel up his butt.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Is this
we
real?
Are
this
never
fake.
Winning a war with China. They are willing to shove eels up their ass.
Rather than buying laxatives or seeing a physician, he thought it would be a good idea to try an ancient folk remedy he had heard about.
Did it work? Or
unfortunately, the terrified creature tore through the man's intestine before getting stuck in his midsection. The man went to the hospital, yet avoided informing doctors about what happened. Imagine their surprise when they ran tests and discovered this dude's home rep. He didn't tell him. He's like, I'm not feeling good. I don't know what it is.
Right, yeah.
I don't want to tell you.
Does this guy have a tail? Or?
Sadly, the eel died while inside the man. He was, however, said to be recovering after the procedure.
Jesus.
Where's PETA?
You know, I felt bad for the fence guy who got impaled.
Right, but this guy,
I don't identify enough because I feel like I could accidentally fall out of a window and get impaled.
Right, that can
happen. But I'm not going to shove an eel up my ass, no matter how constipated I am.
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think how high I was or any convincing. My best friends in the world ever over time could be sitting there. Go, come on, Doug. We've all done it.
Come on.
Come on. John shoves his eel up his ass.
Don't.
And now look at him. He feels great.
The doctor
great.
Comes in with his clipboard. He's like, well, we've tried everything else. The eel treatment. It's an experimental treatment, but.
Yeah.
Don't be so feisty.
Sign here.
Yeah, don't be so judgmental. Things can work. Trust me. Here's a story. Man advertises room for rent with brutal amount of honesty. See, this is what what Trump caused. You know, and this guy's like, he's not going to try to decorate. Don't you do a joke about a car that you tried to sell? Dan Long.
Dan Long has a car joke.
Yeah. Man advertised room for rent with brutal amount of honesty. It says here that Raphael Bryant is leaving London and trying to get a new renter to move into his old room. And it says here that he posted a candid advert in spare room detailing his room in the house. And how it looks, it says here, according to the post, Wait a minute. What happened? He described it as a cramped shithole.
All right. So it was in Haiti or
Nigeria.
Those places that
it's
Trump
an African
mentioned.
Country.
Tunisia.
The Lib Dem supporter posted the tenancy of the Whitechapel East London not long after U.S. President Donald Trump branded several countries as shitholes. According to the Washington
trying
Post.
Trying to capitalize on Trump's brand there.
Yeah, the reality TV star was apparently referring to immigrants of Haiti, blah, blah, blah. Okay, what's about the shithole? While Trump stopped short of describing East London in the same vein, Raphael made light of his comments while offering the £660 per month rental. It's pretty expensive for a shithole, but you're in London. London's one of the most expensive cities in the world to live.
The most expensive shitholes to live in.
He wrote, the large room with double bed and built-in wardrobe, looking for someone to replace me as I'm leaving London. Currently, tenants are British, Italian, and New Zealanders, including
shithole countries all, by the way.
Is an accountant. One is an accountant, one's a chef, one's a waitress, and a junior banker.
Hey, it's the real life.
All, absolutely all bills included, including a council tax and internet. The property is close to a number of tube stations. The city, that's their underground.
Okay.
Or a tube you can shove an eel up your ass in. The round the corner of the beautiful Corazon Art House Cinema.
It's a shitty place.
There's even a car park, fully fitted kitchen and washing machine. What's more, Raphael said, the agency has always been quick to fix problems. Doesn't sound like a bad place. Might hit him up for it.
Yeah, that doesn't even sound bad. I used the word shithole. Okay, I get that. That was the point of this.
That was the whole point. You know? So, how are we doing? Because we took a lot of time in the first set. All right, we only got a couple minutes.
What about Aziz, Dougie? Can we talk about how we hate Aziz? I don't know.
Why not? Why don't we finish the show with that discussion?
God. Me too.
All right.
Hashtag
me too. James Franco.
Yep.
Him too.
He was awkwardly on some talk shows because he won the Golden Globe.
Right.
For his movie.
Wearing a Time's Up pin.
Right. And these guys, they're wearing it.
Time's
Aziz
up.
Had it on.
Yep.
And
that's why the lady now, said she came out because she let me, saw the pin.
She's the irony, right? The hypocrisy. So in other words, in this story, I read part of it that she went on a date with him. They had sex in the car.
We're talking about James Franco or Aziz?
No, we're talking about Aziz. They had sex.
So I think what it was the way I read the story, she went over to his house. They're having some wine, and then all of a sudden he's asking for sex.
Right.
And she says
like
no.
Any good guy would.
And then she says, no, let's slow down, you know.
It's our first date.
And then it says, the next thing I know, I'm giving him a blowjob. I don't remember the exact, but it was basically something like that. And then
she's getting all excited, but Aziz getting the blowjob.
It's really funny. Because it's like, you know, I thought it was weird that I was giving him a blowjob because I just said no to sex.
Okay,
anyway,
Bill Clinton.
So then
I
on the
have sex relations, I got a blowjob.
So then on the way home, she texts him and says she thought the whole thing was weird. And then now it's all, and he said, and then now it's all
So out. You're trying to say is, she went down, she smoked them slow, she went down, and she gobbled it up, and then she went home and she was upset with her own actions, and now she's going to blame him for the actions.
Well, first of all, this is just wonderful, because I always thought Aziz was kind of smug, you know.
Yeah, he does have a bit of a fucking,
and
you know.
He's like, I'm a feminist, and like, look at me. And then, of course, it's great when you see someone like that get caught up in this
right.
kind of thing.
I love hypocrisy. I love when people get caught in hypocrisy.
And it seems like Aziz was being a little pushy there. But at the same time, like, it doesn't seem like he raped her.
No. Right.
It seems like... He was like, come on, please. Let's just do it. Come on. Give me a blowjob.
I got a little dick anyway. It's not like it's going to hurt the back of your throat.
And I was on Twitter, and I'm watching all these people say, no, like, it's part of this. One woman, she tweeted out, like, just because it wasn't rape doesn't mean it's not part of rape culture. And I'm like, well, maybe you should come up with a different name then. Besides rape culture.
Yeah, we should come up with a new expression when a woman has second thoughts about banging a dude, right? Like, you know, like buyer's remorse. Like, who hasn't spent a lot of money on a TV set or something, and then like, a high-priced item, and you walk out and go, oh, fuck, maybe I shouldn't have done that. You know, so maybe there should be, like, the sexual remorse.
Yeah,
you
that'd
know?
Be good.
Like, it's not rape.
And I think it's partly some remorse on her part, but maybe more just like, she's like, fuck this guy. He's like, he keeps asking me for sex over and over until he wears me down. And that's an asshole thing to do.
I heard she was just pissed because cum tastes like curry.
That's all right. Dougie Almeida, ladies and gentlemen.
How many times are you going to turn him down? How many pages of the Kama Sutra? That is how many times he's going to ask you for
guys,
sex. Can
I
we
can't
do
even.
It this way? Can we do it that way?
Right. I mean, listen.
Let me show you my Dalai Lama. You know
but this
what
guy's
mean?
Done. Now, they say this guy's done. He's fucked.
Oh,
now.
Come on.
They're saying that, you know, like, everybody that gets, you know, Liam Neeson called it a witch hunt.
His goose is cooked, guys.
You know, a lot of people are like, you know, think about it. Now women could be, listen, fuck it. If my wife ever leaves me, I'm going to have, I'm like, the cops wear body cameras. When I go on dates with women, I'm going to wear that thing all fucking night.
Right.
You know, I'm like, listen, I don't trust you, bitch. You know what I mean? Well,
and then watch it when I get home.
Here's the thing. If it's all about consent, here's what I don't get. If it's all about consent and you ask and the woman says no, and then you ask again and she says no, and then you ask, eventually she says yes, isn't she consenting?
That's consent.
Yes, she technically is.
Right.
Is that kind of a dicky thing to do? But it's like, that's on the one side, it's this is very awkward. This is very uncomfortable. This guy's kind of creepy. On the other side, it's, no, this guy's doing something illegal, or this guy's doing something, like, absolutely morally wrong.
Women are, unless they're whores, women are going to say no anyway, because they don't want to look like a whore, even though they may want to have sex. They're like, no, this isn't right. Every guy in this room knows you've been in that situation before, where you know the girl, like, you know, the girl wants to, you could know, and then you're like, you're trying to make a move, and she's like, oh, we should wait, and you're like, yeah, we should wait, and then, you know, then your penis starts throbbing again, you start making out again, and then it you go a little further, and she's like, oh, this isn't a good idea. And you're like, yeah, I guess you're right. You know, we should wait. And then, of course, you're thinking with your dick. So you're like, all right, you know, and then she stays, like, you know, and then everybody's still there and shit. You know what I mean? Like, I've been in situations where I've been in a woman's apartment, and I knew it wasn't going to happen. I'm like, she's like, the minute she said, I don't know, I'm fucking at it. You know, I'm out. That's it. I'm not working my ass for this shit. You know what I mean? I'm out of here. But then you sometimes you keep going because, you know, I don't want to seem they're doing it. You know, like you're saying, so there's a lot involved here.
It's becoming a point where it's like literally any guy who has ever made any woman who has ever felt uncomfortable about anything sexually or any kind of encounter with a guy now is now saying that that's part of this movement. And to me, I'd say that's not part of this movement.
No.
To me, this movement is like it's about actual sexual assault, rape. Yeah,
sexual harassment.
Someone in power above you says, like, hey, I'm going to fire you if you don't.
Yeah, you feel like, you feel obliged.
These are crimes, you know? The rest of this stuff is like, this guy was creepy. This guy doesn't know how to flirt. He's inept. And, hey, fuck disease, you know, because I personally, I don't really, I never liked the guy's comedy. But and so it's all kind of funny to me.
Yeah, well, goodbye, Aziz. I hated him ever since that stupid commercial where he's trying to row a boat with his Visa card or something. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Sierra Dover for joining us today.
Thank you, Dougie.
Of course, Ethan Moore.
Thank you.
And we will have a show tomorrow. Elgin David and Peter Leonard will be here. And we're also going to have a third show this week, by the way, for you guys, where Steve Marshall will be joining us and Al Martin, owner of the Broadway Comedy Club.
Wow,
and
cool.
Former New York Comedy Club, be in the studio.
Fun show.
In town.
I've been there, performed there. That's awesome, man.
Nice. So he'll be here, and we're talking business and comedy and things like that. Perhaps he'll share his opinion of Z's as comedy as well.
All right.
Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Dougie Show. Zero.
Go to YouTube at Zero Dobrik's Comedy Circus or at Zero Comic on YouTube.
Ethan.
Hey, check out my anti-government podcast at meanandsober.com or look up Mean and Sober on iTunes.
Thanks, guys, for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They gasped the limits of imagination to the door.